We learned that although typically a yad is mekabel tumah, be it an extension of oichel, be it a handle of a kli, so it's mekabel tumah like the oichel itself. However, by kaitzer l'schach, for sichach purposes, in which case he doesn't really need the food portion. In fact, the oichel is mekabel tumah, not really roi for schach. He's actually being mevatel it here in the inedibles, but the food itself is not really a primary ingredient of interest. And therefore, says the Gemara, perhaps the stalks are not really considered yadais for something that doesn't have significance. They have machlekes. Yesh lein yadais, ein lo yadais. What's the tzad to say that the yad status is still retained, says the Gemara? Nichale. He still wants. Nichale de lisachach bohu. Still wants it to remain intact. Ki heche de levadron. So that the kernels, according to Rashi's Pshat, the kernels shouldn't disperse. So he still wants them to remain together. So the yad, the stalks, is still considered an extension, still considered serving the food portion that's connected to them. The Chazanish explains. What would be the svar to say that it's not a yad? Because it's not really a shimush choshev. Just staying together to keep him down, keep him from dispersing and separating, would not be considered a shimush choshev. It's not a significant function. And therefore, yad doesn't apply. Yad is only when it's actually an extension. It's actually giving you convenient access to your food, allows you to handle the food, the kli. But this is just a residual type of shimush. It's not a shimush choshev. Which case is a chazanish. That's as far to say that it no longer is considered a yad, a functioning yad. So it appears that this is machlokes. One tzad, one svara says, since it's still serving in some capacity, it's still serving the eichel portion, it's keeping it in place, preventing dispersion, so the stalk is still considered a yad. Whereas the other shita says, it's not a shimur shchoshev, and in this case, a yad doesn't apply. Now, Tosis brings a different pshat. He says that the Gemara svar is, I want the oichel to remain in place. So although oichel is not really roi for sichel, but I want it to stay connected to the stalks. You know why? Kedechad levadron, so that the stalks shouldn't just fly away with the wind. And some actually learned that Rashi meant that as well. So it's the other way. Instead of the stalks being there to keep the food in place, it's the kernel being there to weigh down, to serve as a weight, to weigh down the stalks, keeping them from dispersing. And that would be the svar to say that the yad still applies. The stalk and the food are still connected, serving the same function, and the stalk is considered an extension of the yad. Asks the Rashash, where do we find such a thing? A yad serves the kli. A yad serves the oichel. But to say that the food is going to serve the yad, the serve is acting as a paperweight to keep the stalk down, and as a result of that, we'll say the stalk is a yad to the oichel, which is just there to serve the stalk. How does that work, says the Rashash? We don't find such a thing. Answers the Ishel Avram. Here it's different, because typically stalks and grain are considered one. Right? Typically it's la'achila. So he says it's svar to say that you're just retaining the yad status. Because this type of arrangement generally generates a yad. A stalk is generally there to serve the stalk, serve the kernel. And therefore, in this case as well, even though here he's not really intending it for a personal consumption, for achil, it's only for schach. But says Eish Lavram, this minimum degree of service, of the fact that the yad is there to stay with the eichel, for whatever reason, in this case, it happens to be that the oichel is actually helping out the yad. But since they're working together, they're connected, they retain their yad status. So since typically the stalk is a yad to the oichel, he doesn't lose that chashivas. That's what he's saying. He doesn't lose the chashivas. In this case, since he's still needed, there's the connection between the two is still needed. In which case, we say the stalk is serving as a yad capacity and still has a din of tumah. So again, this seems to be the machlekes, right? We got two shitas. Is it or is it not a yad? It would seem that it's that's based on this very point. Should we say like the Rosh Hash, that we never find a din yad when the food item is serving the yad? The yad is meant to serve the food, but in this case, since it's not serving the eichel, because the eichel has no meaning, has no value in this case. We don't want the eichel for the schach, right? So the stalk is not really serving the eichel. It's the other way around. It's the kernel weighing down the stalk. Therefore, there's no din of yad. The other shita maintains no. Since typically stalk and kernel go together, in this case, since there's still some sort of joint function, be it that the stalk is serving the food or the food is serving the stalk, it still retains its yad status, even the stalk is mekabotum. Now, speaking about this pshat, that the kernels are actually weighing down the stalks and keeping them in place, asks Divrei Nechemya. I have a problem with that. We know that just as you can't use something which is mekabel tuma for schach, can't use double mekabel tuma for schach. What about to support your schach, which is called a ma'amid? Right, you have kasher schach. You want to support it using items which are not suitable for schach. It's a big shaila in halacha, and Shulchan Aruch it's brought down. You're not meant to be machmer. We're not meant to use, for instance, metal rods to support our schach. Even the mamid should not be something which is mekabel tuma and unsuitable for schach. The mamid and the schach go hand in hand. It's like two parts of the same entity. Okay? So that's the case. Here, we're using kernels, which are essentially unsuitable for schach, pasal for schach. It's mekabel tuma, it's eichel. And they're being used to support your schach, to support the stalks, to keep them weighted down, to keep them from flying away. Supporting the schach. How can that happen? So there are two terutzim given. Number one, remember we're speaking that the eichel portion was batal b'roiv. And the Brisa was speaking that he has more inedible than edible. In this case, perhaps we don't view the kernel as an eichel, at least in the context of this use. He's using this entire mixture, mostly inedible and partially edible, for his schach purposes. Right? As a shelter provider, as a shade provider for his sukkah. So he's no longer treating the oichel in there as oichel. It's part of a roiv, it's like a part of the schach. Right? It's like a building material. In which case, we no longer view the oichel on its own. We don't have to reckon with it. And it's like non-existent. In which case, we don't have a concern of mamed b'davar mekabotum. That's one teretz. Another teretz given by the David Misharim is as follows. Ma'amid is only when I'm actually supporting the schach. But let's say I'm just preventing loss, preventing dispersion. That's not called ma'amid. In this case, says the David Misharim, I'm not building the schach, I'm building your sukkah upon a davar mekabel tuma. You have schach galore, you have stalks and hay sitting on your sukkah. Problem is, next wind that might come along might blow everything away. So you have something to weigh it down. So using the kernels as a weight, as a paperweight. That's not called ma'amid. It means a raya from a Noida Behuda, who discusses a similar halacha regarding a mikveh, which is also not meant to be constructed using things which are mekabel tuma. And even the ma'amid is meant to be something which is not mekabel tuma. However, says the Noida Behuda, suppose he has something which is not going to support the actual structure, but it's there to prevent loss, prevent evaporation, or whatever it is. There's no concern. That's not called ma'amid. Because once you have proper construction, when something comes along to prevent loss, to prevent a collapse, that's not called ma'amid. Here as well, says the Divrei Nechemya, your schach is kosher. Your stalks, your hay, are perfectly fine. So even though he uses some kernels to keep them down, keep them in place, and prevent pizur and stira and dispersion, that's not called a mamid, and it's perfectly fine.